What's good, everybody? I'm Joe. This is the Inspire Create Manifest. I almost said school community. The episode is brought to you by the Inspire Create Manifest school community, but this is the Inspire Create Manifest podcast. And I just saw this on Instagram at the Schnooky Shop. I'm going to spell that at, you know, our at symbol, the Snooki Shop, the Schnooky Shop. And it simply said, I know I'm standing up for myself. I'm such a bitch. I know I'm standing up for myself. I'm such a bitch. And then I wrote it down and said, I know I'm standing up for myself. I'm such a dick. I'm such an asshole for standing up for myself. That really got me, because I think sometimes in this world, when we actually do stand up for ourselves, literally people say, why are you being a dick? Why are you being a bitch? Why are you being an asshole? Like, I'm not. I'm actually establishing my boundaries. And if me having boundaries makes me a dick, then shit, I guess I'm a dick. And I guess you might be a bitch. But I'm going to own it. Because I would rather someone say, why are you being a dick? Because I'm just standing up for myself. And we should all be able to stand up for ourselves. Now, I am not saying run around and this is not a get out of jail free card to be an asshole either. But it's the reminder that by you standing up for yourself, by you having your own values, your own boundaries, your own beliefs, does not make you a bad person. If you don't believe what a friend believes, or a partner, or a mom, or a dad, it doesn't make you an asshole. It actually makes you courageous to say, this is what I believe in, and this is what I stand for. And sometimes, when we do that, maybe the friendship ends. Maybe the relationship ends. But that still doesn't mean that you're an asshole. It still doesn't mean that you're a bitch. So excuse me if I'm actually standing up for myself. But I'm going to keep standing up for myself, because I'm the only one that can stand up for me. And you're the only one that can stand up for you. And if we all just start standing up for our damn selves, ready for this? With a kind, open heart. Saying, this is me. I'm going to be me. Remember, this has kind of been the theme. Can we embody who we truly are? Can we be the highest version of ourselves? Can we try to get 1% better every single day? And in doing that, do it for the highest good of all. Can we create those boundaries, create our own beliefs? And if that pisses people off, guess what? You're probably doing something right. You're probably doing something right. So keep up. Keep going. Your boundaries do not make you a bad person. Not at all. Your boundaries, your beliefs, make you courageous. You don't have to be a preacher. Just be you. Again, keeping with the theme that we've been rolling through. Be you. Embody that version of you. Move with love. Move with joy. Move with kindness. Just be. Who cares if they don't like you? Not everybody's going to like us. And this really helped me. We're all going to be somebody's villain. We are all going to be somebody's villain. And the sooner we can all accept that for some reason, you are going to be the villain in somebody's story that they create. For some reason, I am a villain in somebody or multiple people's stories. But I'm not going to stop being me because someone may have created the story that I'm the villain. And I'm the villain, but I'm going to keep on being me. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hit those links in the show notes. Come hang out with us in school. And I'll see you back here really soon.